So these two additions to the Ryzen lineup, the Ryzen 3 2200G and the Ryzen 5 2400G, they're slightly better versions of their respective processors. This version of the Ryzen 5 is based on the 1400, so it's the 4-core version. However, the twist here is that they both come with integrated graphics, and that was a criticism of Ryzen in the past that, you know, budget builds that weren't going to add a video card could, you know, they couldn't really use the CPU at all. But now you can. So the Ryzen 3 2200G is a very good sell. For only $100, you get a fairly good processor, and the integrated graphics, while they're definitely not on par with even some of the more budget video card options, they're better than Intel's integrated graphics. So it could give you a performance somewhere between an Xbox 360 and an Xbox One. The Ryzen 5 2400G, it does come with superior CPU power, but not a ton, and it does come with a better integrated GPU though. It's still not going to be as excellent as, you know, a dedicated graphics card, but it is an option for those that want to game, but you know, they can't afford the graphics cards due to their inflated prices. So maybe what some person would want to do is have the Ryzen 5 2400G so they can game a bit and still have a good processor, and then they can throw a video card on top of it as an upgrade in the future. In either event, they're both priced very well. They're both inherently superior to the previous generation of Ryzen, and since they cost about the same as the previous versions of Ryzen, these are the more preferable ones. So Ryzen 3 2200G is definitely recommendable for budget builds, and it's a bit more of a gamer-oriented CPU than something like Intel's i3s. Now, for Ryzen 5 2400G, like I said, it's for the budget end that may also want to upgrade to a better graphics card in the future. But either way, these are very well-designed CPUs, and I'm going to give AMD credit for that.